BBC News. Hello, I'm Gerry Smith. Scientists have warned that climate change and pollution are reducing oxygen in the oceans, threatening fish species, including tuna, marlin and sharks. The researchers found that around 700 ocean sites are now suffering from low oxygen, compared with 45 in the 1960s. Matt McGrath reports.
This study highlights the growing threat from climate change. As the world warms, around 90% of the excess heat goes into the oceans. Warmer waters hold less oxygen. In tropical regions, the losses ranged up to 40% of the dissolved gas in some locations. The loss of oxygen tends to favour species like jellyfish, but bigger fish like tuna, who need more energy, have to move to shallower waters where oxygen is more plentiful, making them more vulnerable to overfishing. The best solution, say researchers, is to halt nutrient runoff and curb greenhouse gases.
Firefighters in Australia have warned that a huge fire, about an hour's drive from the country's most populous city, could take weeks to put out. The mega blaze north of Sydney stretches for 60 kilometres. Here's Phil Mercer.
Sydney is again shrouded in a toxic, smoky haze. Health warnings have been issued and many weekend sporting activities have been cancelled. Several blazes have combined to create a 40-mile mega fire to the north of Australia's biggest city. There are 95 bushfires in drought-hit New South Wales. Half are burning out of control. Authorities say that only heavy rain will put some of the fires out, but ominously, the forecast is for more hot and dry conditions.
An Indian woman who was attacked and set on fire on her way to testify against her alleged rapists has died of her injuries. The 23-year-old was travelling to court in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh on Thursday when she was set upon. Doctors said she suffered 90% burns. One of the world's most popular discussion websites, Reddit, says it believes accounts linked to Russia were involved in the leak of sensitive documents detailing trade talks between Britain and the United States. The dossier has been used by the opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn in the campaign for next week's general election. Joe Tidy reports.
When Jeremy Corbyn unveiled the classified material, it sparked a fierce debate about the future of the NHS. It also prompted cybersecurity researchers to begin investigating where the leak had come from. It didn't take long for fingers to be pointed at Russia. The tactics and methods seemed to mirror those seen in previous cases. And now Reddit, the website where the documents first surfaced, has banned a discussion page and 61 separate accounts. The website's security team says they broke policies around voter manipulation.
World News from the BBC.